This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Vatican insider Leo Zagami is going to be joining us for the balance of the hour. We're going to open the phones up for him in the last 20 minutes or so. You know, they spent all this and said, we got to take all these refugees because we bombed the Middle East. The very same politicians that launched those unpopular wars then use the giant hordes of people that they're advertising to come here as the pretext to take more of our liberties. And the United States is a nation of immigrants. The original Native Americans, you know, came here from Asia across the Bering Strait land bridge. There's archaeological evidence showing that's the case. So humans do migrate. But you could say the Nazis were migrating into other countries in World War II by that yardstick. If you just say all migration is good, if I got an amoeba up my nose at Lake Travis and ate my brain as it kills people each year, would it be a migration? Yes. Would it be good? Yes. The amoeba migrated. It ate some brain and enjoyed itself. It had babies. It swam around gleefully. It had a good time. And all I'm getting at here is that the globalists have organized these movements now as political weapons. And that's why we've got to stand against it. And it's just so outrageous that the Pope would meet with an anchor baby in a staged event as she broke through the barricades. No, she was led by the police up to him in a stage managed event. I mean, it's just like the clock kid. It's turning out his sister got thrown out of school for saying she was going to blow the school up. Her dad's the guy that pulls stunts constantly. He didn't build the clock. It was the inside of a digital clock. He wouldn't say it wasn't a bomb. He had it timed to, you know, to supposedly go off the way it looked to freak everybody out. He wouldn't talk to the cops, so they'd had to take him to jail, thinking it was a bomb hoax, so they could run a larger hoax. This little kid's a hoax. The evidence is mounting. The clock kid's a hoax, and it's just all for the children. Oh, there aren't any racist or bad Muslims or crazies. No, they're all good. No one's persecuting you. They're being persecuted. There's no anchor babies, you know, tens of thousands a month from China and other countries. Women coming here having kids, it's not a problem. And you've just got all these aggressive people who've been told it's kosher and that it's correct to hate the West, and then we're taught to hate ourselves in the West and just bend over, lay down, roll over, get on our knees, assume the position. Anytime some arrogant foreigner, I don't care what color they are, starts shooting their fat mouth off. One time, again, it was with Paul Watson. I got footage of this, ought to play it. Just filming a landmark, and a guy like 50, 60 yards away pulls up in his car, gets out with his wife. He's going in a hotel, and he's Arabic, and he runs over and gets in my face and says, how dare you videotape me? What are you doing? I said, sir, I'm just shooting footage of, you know, Big Ben or whatever. He gets in my face. I started screaming at him back. I said, go ahead and do something. I'm filming. And again, I've got a lot of Arab friends. That's an old classic statement. I've got a lot of black friends. No, the fact is, I went to college with folks from Iraq and places in high school, good friends, nice people. Good, upstanding folks, weren't extremists, all this stuff. The point is that with political correctness, the left is taking immigrants, whether they be from Eastern Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia, wherever, and, man, they're putting chips on their shoulders. Instead of thank you for all this free stuff, used to immigrants showed up and said, thank you for the opportunity to have lower taxes. Thank you for the opportunity to have my own religion. No, it's like your white privilege is evil. I saw that Crowder piece that they aired on the news last night where they go to this feminist event and it's all like, we're fat, we're ugly, we stink, and we hate men, and we're taking over, and you'll do what we say. And it's just, it's like a cult of weirdos. Just a cult of crazy people who haven't succeeded in anything, have class envy, run by the left that want to just destroy everything. and they're targeting the family, trying to ban it, and saying our kids belong to them, this giant consortium of misfits.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We put out a 35-minute documentary that we aired during the 28-hour broadcast last week that I shot with Rob Dew and Buckley Hammond in Rome about a month ago. And Leo Zagami, of course, is a documentary filmmaker himself, author, researcher. And I remember seeing his information probably 6, 7, 8 years ago and thinking, you know, this guy's speculating. I mean, I knew he'd been involved with the Vatican. I knew he'd been involved with some Masons high level, a lot of powerful Masonic groups there in and around the Vatican. I knew a lot of what he was saying was accurate. I don't claim to be a Vatican expert, but from what I'd researched, but, you know, he said the Jesuits will put in a pope. It'll probably, you know, be this particular guy who's now Pope Francis. He said him or one other person. He said that they were going to blackmail with the pedophile scandals that they controlled the Vatican, that they would announce world government. And I saw him talk about it. I heard him talk about it. I saw him in Project Camelot, hour-long plus interviews. And people asked, what do you think of this guy? And I said, well, you know, I know they're not supposed to put a Jesuit in as the pope. And I said, I'll wait and see. Well, we wait and saw what happened. And indeed, it did end up unfolding that way. And so I want him to talk a little bit about himself, but then tell us what he thinks is coming next with all of this, with the Vatican. Because even if you're not a Catholic, there are a billion people plus that say they're Catholics. And clearly you can see the leadership of the church has been doing everything it can to destroy the Catholic Church. And now that's accelerating. And now the liberal media that is always demonizing Catholics is suddenly praising it as if this guy can do no wrong and is a messiah. And years after Zagami talked about blackmail to bring in a Jesuit black pope, as he calls it, even the London Guardian had a story basically saying that that had happened. So here is that report.
The core of what's going on, they are observing us now, Alex. You have to understand, everything that we are saying is being monitored. You know, when the Pope resigned, what happened in the Vatican, there was a big storm, and there was a lightning that just went from, you see, like this night, there's a lightning, you see? Experts from the Vatican themselves admitted there is a very close link between pedophilia and Satanism. Then they used to have these ambulances, these fake ambulances parked in front of their mini station, and they used to pick up these young Romanian kids, 14-year-old kids, and bring them directly into the Vatican.
That's just the intro to that piece. The demonic possession of the Vatican exposed. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, again, there's a lot of questions I have for Mr. Zagami, but first of those points, I want him to just briefly talk about Pope Francis himself, where he came from, his history, his background, and then, Leo, I want you to break down your awakening, your experiences, and how you were able to predict that they would 6-7 years ago, probably longer, time flies, 8 years ago, predict that they would put a Jesuit for the first time ever, Pope, in charge, and you were even able to name who you thought it would probably be. So was that from your larger research, putting pieces together, or did you have inside sources? Because that is really stunning.
It's inside sources, because in 2005, when we saw in April 2005 the election of Ratzinger, actually Ratzinger was last minute, but there was already an attempted placing of Bergoglio as a pope. Actually, at one point, they kind of opted on Ratzinger because it was the least problematic choice, because the actual pink pope, Tarcisio Bertone, who was then cardinal of state, was trying to get elected himself. And so, to avoid having Tarcisio Bertone, Cardinal Martini, who is this Jesuit, who actually... a few months before he died, in June 2012, he asked Ratzinger to resign. And this is actually been confirmed also by a Jesuit, Jesuit father, who then died this year. He died leaving this testimony. He was the main collaborator of Cardinal Martini, this important Jesuit and Cardinal of Milan. And he confirmed... Carlo Maria Martini at one point in June 2012 during the meeting of families, the one that now is going to take place in Philadelphia, he went to Ratzinger and said, "We can't do really much with this curia, you have to resign." So if the curia does not reform, it's the time to leave. That's the exact words he said that were reported by this Jesuit Silvano Fausti. So basically here we are talking about facts that are proven. There's plenty of evidence. This evidence, of course, is not easy to find. I am an insider. I have my own experience. Maybe we'll talk about this later. But in any case, Pope Francis escalated this time. He failed in 2005, but he eventually got in when the scandals behind Ratzinger made it very easy for the Jesuits to say to him, just go aside because we have to take over the show. This is synthetically what's been happening. Regarding the little girl that you were talking about, you know that guy who picks her up, the bald guy with the glasses, who actually brings her to the Pope, you see her on the image, he's a very important guy. He is General Domenico Gianni. He is not wearing, his, of course, his Inspector General kind of divisa he has when he's in the Vatican, when he's in America with the Pope. But he's a very high-level member of the Knights of Malta, and he takes care of the Pope's security. Also, it's complete rubbish that the Pope doesn't see TV and he makes this kind of monastic life for himself publicly, because I know from friends of Domenico Gianni that the Pope regularly watches TV, and he's like any other guy. They just want to make out of him a saint. The important thing today, after this address to Congress, I think you will agree with me, Alex, is to understand these people that he actually met.
Leo Zagami, hold on. Your Skype is breaking up, and we have a lot of new listeners tuning in. We can get into the inside baseball on this, but bottom line, we've had a Vatican coup. There had been infiltration. There had been problems before, but clearly there's been a takeover. After 1,800 years, the most anti-family, globalist, communist, socialist move ever. How are Catholics going to buy this when it's so different and so opposite from what we've heard from other popes and Catholic doctrine? And what is the end game now? What does it signify that the Pope is calling for planetary government, that the Pope is calling for global carbon taxes, and that the Pope is pushing all of this? What does it mean?
Well, it's very clear from mentioning Thomas Merton and Dorothy Day. Do you know these two characters are? These are communists. I mean, Thomas Merton and Dorothy Day was accused herself of being a communist. He addressed these two people in Congress. I mean, it's quite obvious what he's doing. She advocated the Catholic economic theory of distributism, which basically is communism style that spring out of the Jesuit creed. And of course, I mean, there is plenty of evidence for this, who this Thomas Merton is. And he was not even that kind of a devout Catholic. He actually converted to Zen Buddhism. And I mean, it's
sure, and we have the new Pope pushing ecumenicalism, merging all the religions. What do you make of the headlines I saw last week in the Washington Times and others that there is a conservative rebellion inside the Vatican and that cardinals have been going and warning him?
Well, unfortunately, there is, to this conservative rebellion, a very strong opposition of people who we are now seeing in the United States leading the Pope. And one of these people, the key people, is Carl A. Anderson, who led the procession of the Knights of Columbus yesterday during the canonization of the new saint. And he is also one of the main advisors for the World Meeting of Families, which is taking place in Philadelphia. So basically, the Knights of Columbus lobbied for this new saint, who you know very well wasn't a saint. He was somebody who was converting people by the whip and the musket, by force. And he had a lot of opposition, even these days, among the Native Americans, which think the whole thing is disgraceful. So this going then tomorrow to the United Nations and blessing basically what is the kickstart for Agenda 2030 seems quite obvious to all of us.
Now, for those that don't know what Agenda 2030 is, explain to them how it's phase two of the Global Treaty of Rio de Janeiro, the Agenda 21 program.
Well, basically, there is 17 key points, but it's very interesting also to see who has been chosen to actually represent, you know, the various countries and how this whole process has been done. Because John Podesta, who is at the moment the person who is in charge of the whole campaign of Hillary Clinton, is one also of the key persons in this Agenda 2030 that basically will marry fully what the Pope has already announced in Congress and will probably re-announce again tomorrow, amplifying the whole thing in front of the United Nations, that we have all to suffer, we have to pay carbon tax, they can continue getting richer and richer. We we have to remind the people who John Podesta is. I mean, we're talking about a person who has been working for Lockheed Martin.
Stay there, Leo Zagami. We're going to try to reconnect with his Skype, maybe get him on the phone. It's audible. What's important is the information is absolutely key and vital. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Leo Zagami is our guest. I've seen him in countless documentaries. I've, of course, had dinner with him and hung out with him in Rome. Extremely informed. He just rattles off all these names, all this information in Latin. He took us over to where the Jesuit order is based, where the Knights of Malta is based. And it really is a paradox, because I've seen the Catholic Church do a lot of good work, stand up for human life, stand up against communism, stand up against big corporations and globalism. I know it has a checkered past. Any ancient organization would, but I don't just judge people. But this new pope is so aligned with the Club of Rome, so aligned with the UN, so aligned with the EU, so aligned with globalism. He doesn't oppose baby selling, baby parts selling. He doesn't oppose any of the big globalist agendas. And now he's trying to get rid of our borders and running stunts with anchor babies this morning on his procession to Congress. And Congress is crying. It's like when we have the Queen of England visit and everyone's fawning and worshiping royalty. I mean, it's a fraud. But this is now religious royalty. When you're at the Vatican, they say, we are the oldest continuing sovereign, you know, leader in the world, tax exempt, you know, supreme ruler of earth. I mean, it's just like, whoa. And now our Congress is bowing down to it. Leo, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to open the phones up for people. But bottom line, you got cut off by the break. World government, world taxes, UN announcement, this big treaty in December where they're openly announcing planetary regime. In his words, are they making their move naked because they're behind scheduled and they're concerned? Or is it because they think for some reason they're invincible? Because what they're doing is really waking people up, but they seem to be so arrogant. And I look at this pope, he just has a wolf-like look in his eyes that I've never seen in a pope's face. I mean, Pope John Paul II, people, you know, have mixed feelings about, but he was anti-communist. I know you've been critical of him to some degree, but he didn't look like a raving power-mad Emperor Palpatine. What's going on here?
Well, as you know, maybe the liberation theology factor is very important. And actually, Pope Francis was not a supporter of any kind of liberation theology during the 70s and 80s. He became, after the fall of the Soviet wall, a supporter of liberation theology like all these mondialist people. It's like they use ideologies just as a tool. And, of course, now the communist agenda is on top of all of it. But I don't know if you know about a book that has been, unfortunately, not published in the English language by an Argentinian journalist called Horacio Verbisky. It's called The Island of Silence. He denounced Pope Francis with a lot of documentation that proved that in the 70s he was behind the arrest of these two Jesuits who were later tortured, called Orlando Iorio and Francisco Yalix. These two priests, one of them after this experience stayed a Jesuit, the other one actually came out of the Jesuit order and later on died. This Francisco Yalix, when the Pope was elected, he was forced to say that everything he had written or stated earlier was not true and that the Pope was completely innocent. But this is not the case. Pope Francis was actively involved in this situation of these two priests for 6 months, arrested and tortured. And actually, he even went to visit them during these 6 months at this place called the Navy School of Mechanics, which is there in Buenos Aires, where they were held. And he basically didn't do anything for them. In the end, the Vatican eventually intervened and they were released. But this demonstrates to you that this Pope really has a lot of skeletons in the closet. And he's definitely no saint as they want to portray now in the U.S. I mean, it's sickening the level of propaganda that they're pulling off these days with John Biden on the side crying, and also the other guy, John Boehner, the same. I mean, this is completely ridiculous. I mean, even for us here in Italy, to see the show yesterday at the White House, it was like watching something out of a Walt Disney movie. We, even yourself pointed out on the music with the TTD. I mean, it was like, yes, and then there was the product placement for Fiat. But Fiat is not anymore an Italian company. Fiat Chrysler now is a company that doesn't even have anymore any headquarters.
It's multinational.
It's been moved officially since last year outside of Italian territory, so they have nothing to do with Italy. Agnelli, who was one of the dynasty's most important persons, and now he died for a few years and left in the hands of his Elkan family. Well, Agnelli was a best friend with David Rockefeller. I mean, we're talking here some very powerful people behind the whole thing. So, of course, there is product placement, and it's obvious to all of us.
It's a giant, huge corporate rollout. So when we come back, I want to get an answer to that question. You got great audio now. Leo Zagami, the consummate Vatican insider. Why are they making their move right now? Is it because they're strong or because they're weak? Who runs the Catholic Church now? Is this even the Catholic Church? I mean, who is
We're
the Spectre Group?
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
David Knight was on with us via Skype from D.C. about to follow the Pope to New York, where he addresses the U.N., and then from there to Philly with Jakari Jackson. We'll have that throughout the weekend. And he was really upset because he was watching different talking heads in the hotel room, and they were just all saying, it's not political, it's good. You're not allowed to criticize the Pope because he's not political. See, he gets political big time. I mean, really hardcore globalist, hardcore eugenics agenda. We're talking about a billion dead in a decade if these carbon taxes go in. I'm not exaggerating. That's a conservative number. I have nauseous levels of empathy for the third world when I think about this. It'd be like knowing they're going to kill a kid across town today at noon and I can't stop it. See, your brain can handle one kid getting killed, and by handle it, it can think about it so you get sick. When I say imagine a 2-year-old being raped in a dungeon, they're going to be killed in 1 hour, you get physically sick if you have empathy. Imagine hundreds of millions of kids. Your brain can't even wrap itself around that. I know mine can't. And what's weird is I'm intellectually sitting back going, come on, you're exaggerating. And then I pull back and I go, no, those are Lord Monckton's numbers and other numbers, and you know the numbers. It's a death sentence for a billion people. And then I see some guy in this huge jet with all these guards saying he's against wealth and shooting his mouth off about helping poor people by trying to wreck the industrialized West while stopping the third world from industrializing because he wants a giant horde of idiots to follow him. Pope Francis is a bigger threat than the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was despicable, it was corrupt, it was evil, it was falling apart. But evil's biggest trick is getting good people to follow it. And I just got to say, I've grown up around Catholics my whole life. They are great, funny, nice, hardworking, smart people. And they're not hypocrites either. I found them to be Christian people that love God, but they won't get on you if you're drinking a beer. I like Catholics, the Catholics I've known, and that's why I've not attacked them. This Pope is a sickening piece of trash, and that's all I'm saying, and people need to turn against him big time. I don't care what the Jesuits do to me or what type of stuff they try to pull out. I could care less. They tried to stop William Ayers from bringing those Bibles in from New York, and you saw how that worked in Texas. So I'm not worried about any of it. I got God on my side. The God I follow has the keys, the temporal and spiritual power, not this puppet. And that's all I have to say on the subject. I'm going to go back to Leo Zagami here in a minute, but this is really tearing me up because the fact that they got a pope out in the open calling for world government and carbon taxes and saying, don't be so obsessed with abortion and not saying a word about the baby harvesting. This is just the beginning. And by the way, it's Protestant churches are pushing gun control now, and all the government has taken over the churches. So my question to Mr. Zagami, we're going to go to him in a moment, is we know there's been infiltration groups. We know there's been factions wanting to run the Vatican. What is this faction running things now? Is there any Catholic church left? Because I know Leo grew up a Catholic, and I want to get his take on that. And then we're going to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And a lot of folks are selfish. They'll say, I don't care if the stock market crashes. Well, the stock market affects you because it affects all the companies in the economy. Or I don't care if the Catholic Church is run by the New World Order. Well, I'm not a Catholic. Well, it's a billion people. You got like 1,300,000,000 people that are Islamic. They're being radicalized. Now the Catholics are going to be radicalized in the leftist garbage. The leftists are allied with the radical Muslims. That's 2.3 billion people under New World Order control. Then you add the 800 million Protestants or whatever, always busy fighting with each other. You can really see how the evil's going to take over. 800-259-9231. I've had a lot of Catholic experts tell me the communists really took over in the 50s. We'll get Leo Zagami's quick answers to all this in a moment. So I want to move quick. We'll have him back up, obviously, in the future for an extended interview. This broadcast is listener-supported. We didn't meet our goal with the money bomb, but with satellites, closed captioning, reporters, flying people around, $1 million is just enough to be able to know that we can operate for the next year at the current level and not destroy our small reserves that any organization should have. I intend to expend the reserves regardless because things are getting so serious. We're going to put all our energy into this and just hope and pray that it has the effect we think it will. Everything we've done has always been successful. Every launch has always been successful in different ways. And so in my gut, I can tell we are really reaching more people than ever. We see the numbers. And in my gut, I think this is going to be successful, so pray for us. But it's a daily support that's needed, spreading the word, telling your friends and family about the broadcast, sharing videos, sharing clips, sharing articles, buying high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, getting high-quality Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people and spread the word, 20% off the natural great brain pill, Brain Force, the one to put out the super formula that was very affordable. We've got 20% off DNA Force, our flagship product, just over-the-top high-quality. One of the ingredients costs $40,000 a kilo in it. We've got Child Ease that naturally calms your children but also gives them focus. That's back in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 is set to sell out the next week. It can be upwards of a month and a half before more comes in. A true game changer. We've got Deep Cleanse. I thought that was sold out. Can you click on that? Or did it come back in? Because I knew Deep Cleanse sold out or was on the verge of selling out. Point is, all those products are excellent. I want to thank you all for your support. It takes money to fly to Rome. It takes money to make these documentaries. It takes money to send our reporters to follow the Pope. It takes money to cover Bohemian Grove. It takes money to cover vaccine damage. And we really appreciate you getting high-quality products in a win-win while funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. So InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. The sub-site for nutraceuticals is InfoWarsLife.com. Find the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com discounted. So whether it's the sleep aid knockout, winter sun, whether it is high-quality Wake Up America coffee, ancient defenses back in because the winter months are coming, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay, going back to Leo Zagami. Leo, we're going to talk about your books some before you leave as well, some in English, some in Italian. But you've heard my questions. Just try to answer them because you really are an expert. Accurately predicted that they would put a Jesuit pope in, name the guy, one of two you thought it would be, that was a blackmail going on. That all came out in the news later. So you've been proven correct in spades over and over again. So briefly, tell us about yourself, how you woke up. Then are they getting stronger? Are they getting weaker? Who runs the Vatican?
Well, actually, how I woke up, you are probably one of the reasons why in the year 2000, 2001, I started to wonder what was really going on behind the scenes. Because amongst the network of Masonic Network and of other secret societies, when we saw the Bohemian Grove, it created a debate. I remember myself discussing in Lodge in London your documentary and actually facing some of the masters there and telling them, what is this? I mean, how is possible that Tony Blair goes and participates in something like this or that world leaders are involved with something like this? And of course, this inspiration that you gave me at one point put me in front of the reality of what I had in these lodges, in these secret societies that I was involved in, and I decided that I no longer wanted to be involved, especially when I discovered some of their secrets. Of course, the lower level never know what's going on at the upper levels. So it was by the possibility of climbing suddenly this ladder that I was able to see that it wasn't something I wanted to be any longer a participant with, especially after the phone call I had once with Marcinkus, which was, as you know, a very important bishop. He died around nearly 10 years ago, who was in charge and very much in charge of the Vatican at the time of John Paul II, who the Italian actually government wanted to arrest, but the Vatican simply sent to the U.S. This is what they do. They don't get their people arrested. When last year was asked that the cardinal was arrested for pedophilia, they just picked him up and made him reside in the Vatican until he eventually died of his sickness a month ago. This is because they protect him, because, of course, if this cardinal, who was part of the pedophilia ring that is running the Vatican, will talk, it will put in trouble a lot of people, because there is two factions. The main factions now is the Jesuit, who is working with the Mondialists to try to save the facade of the Catholic Church, and then there is the gay lobby, which is headed by this cardinal called Tarcisio Bertone, and who worked in collaboration with that guy who picked up that little girl, that guy called Domenico Gianni, who is one of the most powerful people in the Vatican, even if he's unknown to the American public. He is one of the reasons why the Pope has not been able to totally kick out the pedophile rings, because he, together with Tarcisio Bertone, ran this check.
So you're saying that the Jesuits used the weakness that the pedophile lobby created to come in and take over. You're saying there are two different factions.
Yes. They're two different factions, but in the end...
How do the Dominicans tie in? Aren't they a third faction?
The Dominicans, unfortunately, have been infiltrated a long time ago. In fact, the guy who founded the Liberation Theology was himself a Dominican. So there is a conservative faction within the Dominican. There is also a conservative faction within other orders. And it's thanks to these conservatives who I have access to a lot of information, which I give in my book, Pope Francis, the Last Pope. So there is good people in the Vatican.
So are they doing this because they're weak or because they're strong? Why is the church openly joining with world government?
At this point, there is no more church. I mean, now it's been completely taken over. The Jesuits are just an emanation of this globalist agenda. Since 1958, the church has been compromised. This, all traditional Catholics know this. And when they started with the Second Vatican Council, the church was completely compromised. And it's never been going back. After that, there was no going back because we had Freemasons Pope. I mean, we had Roncalli, who became a pope in 1958, who was a Freemason. Then we have Montini, who was also a Freemason. These are not ordinary Masons. These are people who were connected to also the Zionist agenda, which in turn was linked with the Jesuit agenda. So here we can't really blame only one faction for all the troubles of the world, as you know very well, Alex, after all these years of doing excellent reports. It's something much more complex. There is a hierarchy structure that is compartmentalized, and of course they work together, the main factions are the Jesuits together with the Zionists. This is to summarize it in a very synthetic form.
And what is the end goal of the top people running this whole planetary program?
Of course, the main goal is to maintain the privileges of the aristocrats who officially have lost their royalty status but are still there, apart from the English royal family, which still keeps that royalty status quite alive, but transforming the EU in the new sacred Roman Empire, because this is the, really, in a way, also the fulfilling of the scriptures. It's something that has been even prophesied. So it's very interesting.
Sure, the Club of Rome, all of it, the Treaty of Rome 57, created the European Union.
Absolutely, and this European Union now is enslaving and imposing on the European people all these immigrants, the constant chaos in the streets. Every night in Rome, when you were even around, Alex,
there were huge demonstrations, clashes.
But there were clashes. There were actually riots in the streets. There were immigrants who invade buildings without having any permit. They just simply invade a building because it's empty, and then after that you can't kick them out any longer. So what the mondialists, what they do, they pick up the immigrants at the train station, and they bring them to these buildings where they themselves actually break down the entrance, and then they say, take over the building. I mean, this is what happens these days in Rome at night. So it's quite incredible, the situation. We have, of course, what's happening in Hungary, what's happening in all the borders. I mean, this huge immigration is made for us to of course, become more controlled. And in the end, you know, they will keep on making more money, and we will keep on being more and more
poor. Sure. They don't want a homogeneous population. Take Mexico. If it was powerful and wealthy, the globalists want to bring in groups and divide it up so that the Mexicans could never get together politically and throw out the outside globalist group. You've got the outside global corporations bringing in their own client groups that will then basically work and speak for them like 21st century mercenaries. And that's all stated. It's all admitted. I want to go to some phone calls with Leo Zagami here joining us before he leaves us, though, in the next segment. Briefly, tell folks how they get your latest book, which I've read. It's excellent, in English, The Last Pope, and why you say he's the last pope.
Pope Francis, the last pope, because nowadays the sacrality of the pope, the office of the pope has been destroyed after the resignation of Ratzinger. The last pope because possibly after this pope we will not have any more a Catholic church as we were used to, you know, and it will be this mondialist church, ecumenical church made of many different creeds. And so, I don't know if you noticed, but yesterday during the canonization, all the cardinals were dressed in white, and like the Pope. There was no difference.
By the way, you said that, because we have like 5 hours of you talking. You said they'll probably get two or three popes, then a whole council. It's all about devolving power so no one can target the organization and having oligarch councils, and that's what a communist system would do, and that's exactly what they're doing now.
In fact, I'm very worried, really, for the meeting that is going to be taking place between Obama and Putin, because Putin could be the only real opposition to this whole setup, but he probably just going to marry into the whole thing and you know, make this BRICS just the fake opposition to the World Bank. I mean, so in that case, let's say that the meetings that will take place in the next few days in New York are probably the most important meetings of the new millennium.
Absolutely, and our reporters know that. We're going to be here covering it. Let me ask you this question, Leo. I've studied Putin. He's obviously a hardcore guy, but he's trying to promote family, trying to promote having kids. They don't put fluoride in the water. His best friend's a newscaster. I'm going to skip this break, last one of the day. His best friend's a newscaster that basically sounds like my show. And I've been told by the head of RT America years ago, the State Department didn't want me on there anymore, which is fine. It's not that big of a deal. That they were upset that I was on there, and that basically the directors of RT, both in Russia and here, are huge listeners. And I was told this by their producers, by their top people, and told this in L.A. I'm just going to leave it at that, where they have one of their main offices, and that the Russian government actually watches this show. Now, imagine you're told this. It's not a way to flatter me or get me to support them. I'm not in with the Russians. They don't need me. I'm just promoting national sovereignty, anti-globalism, which allows Russia to continue on. I mean, I want Russia to be there. I want America to be there. I want diversity in countries. I want sovereignty. I'm just a patriot for humanity, a patriot for sovereignty, a patriot for due process, a patriot for firewalls to tyranny. That's what countries are. But, you know, I was told this 5 years ago, six, 7 years ago, I thought, oh, you're just wanting me to, you know, be flattered so I support you. And they're like, no, we're not. And now I've seen, because these Russians were in awe every time they came here. Then I've seen now out of Russian television, it's like it's Alex Jones on Russian TV. It looks like the Russians might have caught an anti-New World Order bug. I know that Putin started secretly meeting with Alexander Solzhenitsyn a lot, reportedly apologized to him. Now he's become a big Orthodox Christian, like underground, and thinks he's got to, you know, save Christendom. Or is that PR bull, or is this how God works in mysterious ways?
Orthodox Church, up until now, has been the only real opposition to the Catholic agenda, which is really becoming anti-Christian by all nature. And you see in this yourself. So if the Orthodox Church is genuine, in that case, we are in front of a great clash that is about to happen, because it started in Ukraine between Catholics and Orthodox, is now manifesting to a full scale with this second Cold War. So I think that we will see in the next few days in New York if this is really a charade, or if there is really about to start something that could become a clash of influence.
Will you come on with us Monday after we've seen what happens this weekend and tomorrow, and give us your analysis on what you think it means, whether it was real or not?
Sure, why not? I will be fully available for that, and it's a pleasure to be on InfoWars, because nowadays the Italian media will never have me again on.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject. I looked it up and found the news articles. You didn't make a big deal about it. You actually got grabbed by Vatican officers, taken to a facility outside Rome, and then thrown back on the street. I mean, they are really after you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, to be brought actually forcibly in an ambulance in an hospital, and then apparently you think you are in a hospital, and suddenly you have a doctor who is actually a priest arriving in front of you, both with the doctor thing and the priestly thing here, and then a bunch of monks arriving in the morning. I mean, it was pretty scary, definitely. So I'm trying to keep myself now low profile and avoiding these kind of problems, and simply by not involving myself anymore in Italian politics, because it's a lost cause in any case.
That's right. You ended up running for office, being involved with the Nationalist Party, or give me the proper name, and then I guess...
It's a party of the Berlusconi coalition known as the Grande Sud, which is basically a party for the south of Italy, which was quite prominent a few years ago.
And, of course, your family's been quite prominent in politics. That's one reason you were also given entrance into some of these more secret orders?
Yes, my grandfather was a senator. He even marched on Rome with Mussolini back in the days, and not that that can be something. But in any case, I have had the possibility of being an insider. And the crazy thing is that when I actually went against the president of Italy live on TV, the producer of the show on Rai Uno, which is the main Italian state channel, came to me and said, "How is possible you're doing this to us? You are one of us. You are bourgeois. You are not a peasant. You are not one of them, of the masses. You have to be with us." And I said, "I'm not. Forget it." So, I mean, that was it for me in Italy. And immediately after that, soon after, I was basically, they broke down into my house. They broke my door in the morning. All kinds of things happened, which I will not now describe, because it will take time from your transmission, but it wasn't pleasant. I mean, democracy is inexistent when you oppose the system.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to some phone calls here. We're going to take you to the next segment, then we've got another special guest on geoengineering breaking into the mainstream news for the California situation. Let's go to Dion in Illinois. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Leo Zagami.
Yeah, Argentina writer Pedro Solans claimed that Fidel Castro made a prophetic quote in 1973. He said the U.S. will come to talk to us when they have a black president and the world has a Latin American pope. And Fidel Castro had addressed to a teacher, and when he went to Cuba, they changed the book. So I don't know if you know what the books were about, and how did Fidel Castro know in 1973?
It's funny you say that. I remember hearing that over a decade ago. I don't really place it where. I remember hearing what you just said. Great question. Leo, what's your intel on the fact that the Pope went to there and didn't criticize their 500,000 political dissidents in jail, but came here and criticized our presence?
How could they criticize? Fidel Castro was brought up by the Jesuits, and his brother was even more brought up by the Jesuits, because he went to the Jesuits since elementary school. I mean, we are talking here about people who were educated by the Jesuits for their agenda. So, of course, they knew what was about to happen.
Good question, Dion. It's unbelievable. And again, we're not saying it's Catholics, folks.
Plus, Castro is a 33-degree Freemason. And this is not known. Also, Che Guevara, they think that he was the great rebel, which probably he was in his head. But they are all 33-degree Freemasons. Freemasons has never been persecuted in Cuba during the communists.
Well, I've read Che Guevara's book, and he calls Indians, natives, brown people, subhuman, idiots, morons, mentally retarded, and complains that Latin America could take over, but the people are too stupid. And that's not true. B, it's very racist. People don't understand that Che Guevara was a super, hyper, elitist, racist pig. And I see brown-skinned Mesoamericans wearing Che Guevara shirts. I want to slap them upside the head. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, now you're going to see this Pope becoming the leader of all South America, because South America is full of liberation theology and of communists, and they're all gathering together with Pope Francis in this New World Order setup. So, I mean, we don't really stand a chance when Obama himself said that he will bypass Congress for Agenda 2030.
Well said. Another quick question. Let's talk to Nick in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, hi. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a really important question for Leo. First, I want to say last time I talked to you, Alex, your uncle was sick. It was Christmas time. I want to say God bless you, my friend. I'm sorry to hear that you lost him.
Sorry, too. Thanks for your support. What was the question, brother?
The question I have for Leo is, I did listen to the Pope today in Washington. I heard the whole broadcast. Actually, I myself am Catholic, and there's some things about this Pope I actually disagree with. Now, this Pope talked...
Stay there. Stay there, Nick. I'm going to come back to you. Then Jeff, Mickey, and Jim, I want to hear what you disagree with him on. I don't think the guy's a Catholic. I mean, he doesn't sound like anybody else I know. I mean, he sounds like a Che Guevara or something. We'll be right back.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.